Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the Baptism of the Lord, Lections for Proper One, January 12, 2025, entitled Seeing the Unexpected. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts. Living the baptized life is living a life with broader expectations than those we might otherwise have on our own. As a baptized member of the body of Christ, the Christian lives with a different set of standards. A set of standards that, in their living, make things possible that we don't expect. It's interesting that almost always what we see depends on what we expect to see. In the 1930s, a radio series hosted by Orson Welles was called The Mercury Theater of the Air. The 17th episode, on the 30th of October, 1938, Welles broadcasted an updated version of the H.G. Wells novel, The War of the Worlds. In the story, Martians were invading the Earth, and the program was so realistically done, people actually believed they were listening to a news broadcast, describing events as they happened. It may just be a colloquial legend, but the story is told that if you go to Grover's Mills, in New Jersey, the place where the invaders were proposed to have landed, you can still see buckshot markings in an old water tower there left almost a century ago. It would seem that residents who were listening to the broadcast that night went out, looked up into the dark sky, and seeing the shadows of the water tower in the night, thinking it was a spacecraft, opened fire in hopes of deterring the horrifying invasion. That night, frightened gun bearers saw what they expected to see. Expectation is a powerful force. When people came out to hear John the Baptist screeching his prophetic message, knee-deep in the muddy water of the Jordan River, they were amazed to see what they expected to see. They were expecting a Messiah. That Messiah would look like the prophets of old, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Elijah. Dressed as an out-of-date prophet of a past age, people looked toward the river and they saw what they expected to see. Expectations can cause us to see something that isn't there. Barbara Brown Taylor, preacher, offers an illustration that powerfully describes the flip side of that truth. Expectations can also keep us from seeing something that is there. She says, imagine an experiment where you sit down at a table in front of an ordinary deck of cards. The experimenters flash 6 cards at you, asking you to identify them as fast as you can. 9 of diamonds, 3 of hearts, jack of clubs. Whoops, what was that one? Then they repeat the exercise, slowing down a little so that you can get the ones you missed the first time. The third time is so slow that you begin to feel like an idiot because there's one card you just can't identify. You think you know it, but you're not sure. And it's not until all the cards are laid on the table that you discover the problem. The card you couldn't identify was a 6 of spades, but it's red, not black. It's a fixed deck of cards. You can't see the red spade because spades are supposed to be black, not red. Expectation is a powerful force. We often only see what we expect to see. And expectations also cause us not to see things that are really there. And if you find yourself wondering about any of that, and if you wonder perhaps why anyone could have missed the Holy Spirit that day at the Jordan River, I'll offer you some homework. Go home and open up YouTube and search for a video called The Monkey Business Illusion. The Monkey Business Illusion. And if you like, I'll put a note about that in the description of the YouTube video, the live stream, a little later on this afternoon, and you can go back and find it. The Monkey Business Illusion. Because people expected to see a Messiah, they looked at John the Baptist and overlooked Jesus. Don't look at me, John said. The one for whom you wait is to follow, and I'm not worthy even to untie his sandal. They were looking for a Messiah who would cure the problems of the world, take up the winnowing fork, clear the threshing floor, sift the worthless chaff from the faithful wheat, and burn it with unquenchable fire. What they got was a roving preacher, supported and followed mostly by women, who healed on the Sabbath. The expected Messiah would be the one who would put down the occupying Roman forces from their positions of power and return Israel to the people. What they got instead was a teacher who, riding on a mule, would enter Jerusalem all right and stand helpless before one Pontius Pilate. The Messiah the people expected was a ruler, like David, who would rise to national power and allow Israel to return to glory days and success and comfort. What they got was a Savior who would walk the painful road to Calvary and be nailed to a cross. Jesus was the red 6 of spades. It's not surprising that people made that mistake that day, standing beside the waters of the Jordan River. Because if you flip a few chapters ahead in the Gospel of Luke, you'll see that even John eventually questioned if this man, Jesus, was really the promised one. Are you the one Israel has hoped for? John questioned. Or should we look for another? Jesus was the red six of spades, and it confused those who saw him. A family was interviewed on the CBS 60 Minutes back in the days when Ed Bradley was the host. He was giving the family a hard time since the story was about a religiously devoted mother, a somewhat older, shy father, and their teenage wheelchair-bound daughter with spina bifida. Every year, the family would make a pilgrimage to a place especially known for miraculous healings. Bradley asked the daughter, "When you pray, what do you pray for?" And the daughter replied, "I pray that my dad won't be so shy. It makes him terribly lonely." And that stopped Bradley for a couple of seconds, and then he pressed on, questioning the family's wisdom in spending thousands of dollars each year to journey so far, expecting a miracle. And looking at her daughter, the mother answered, "Oh, Mr. Bradley, you just don't get it. We already have our miracle." The interviewer had his expectations. Firmly in his mind, he knew that the only miracle worth recognizing in this situation was the one he was thinking of. The expected miracle was that the daughter would get up out of her wheelchair and walk. But he missed the miracle of joy growing in a soil that should not nurture it. He missed a family upheld and sustained in the context of a great physical challenge and held together by faith. He missed the miracle of a daughter growing in love for her family in spite of tremendous obstacles. God doesn't work in the world bound by our expectations. Rather, he breaks the bounds of our narrow imaginations. Actually, Ed Bradley, like most of us, I suspect, didn't really expect any miracles. We live in a world that has, for all intents and purposes, stopped expecting them. Quite often, we're not able to see a miracle even when it stares us directly in the face. Jesus the Messiah has promised that one day the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, the blind will see. One day, in ways we probably don't even expect, that little girl will get up healed in ways we can't even begin to imagine. And those of us bound by our limited expectations, who expect far too little, will be genuinely surprised.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.